Steve Taylor and Partners, the guru of creating wealth and solid bricks and mortar.
Thursday morning, here we go again. Q&A on 4HI. Steve, good morning to you.
Morning, Mick.
It's getting a bit fresh these mornings, isn't it, mate?
Mate, you're not wrong. What about tomorrow?
Now, we have a listener who has two questions for you.
Yeah, what are they, Mick?
Well, Steve, firstly, do you think Labor has a chance on winning the next federal election?
Well, Labor are on track to win the next election at the moment. But, Mick, a week is a long time in politics.
Yeah, granted. Okay, Steve, her next question was, if Labor win the federal election, what effect will it have on someone wanting to build a property investment portfolio for their retirement?
Devastating.
Oh, why, Steve?
In two major ways. Labor, they're already committed to its proposal in last year's election to wind back negative gearing. This not only hurts the wealthy, but also many workers on average wages who have the ability, the desire and the discipline to build an investment portfolio.
Okay, and what's the other effect of Labor's policy?
Well, Bill Shorten's recently announced that Labor will not allow self-managed super funds to invest in residential property.
Oh, hang on a minute. Okay, let me get this straight. If Labor win the next federal election, there will be no more negative gearing as we know it, and you'll not be able to self-manage your super fund and invest that in residential property.
That's right, Mick. But if you're already invested before the election, you've got no worries.
Okay. Hey, listen, just looking back, what happened when Paul Keating abolished negative gearing in the mid-80s?
Well, firstly, it had no effect on anyone who already had negatively geared property, only on those after the policy was introduced.
Yeah, here's a question. Did the Keating plan work?
No, Mick. It was a total disaster. All it did was limit housing available for rent, which in Sydney alone caused rents to increase by 60%.
Okay, well, what happened then?
Well, after 2 years, Labor admitted they got it wrong and they reintroduced negative gearing, but they had to give an additional incentive to create new housing.
Oh, okay. What was the additional incentive?
Well, you could depreciate the cost of the building of a new house at 2.5%. Initially, this was at a flat rate that expired after 40 years, but now it has no time limit.
Okay, Steve. Now tell me, with your executive five-bedroom homes that are around 520K, how much is the tax deduction along worth?
Well, about $6,000 a year, Mick. And remember, that's a flat rate. For example, for the building depreciation alone, you can claim approximately $6,000 per annum, and that's every year as long as you own that house.
Mm-hmm. So, well, what do you think of this whole matter of housing affordability?
It's stupid. It should never be a problem to be solved by our federal government, as it only really applies to Sydney and Melbourne. It'll be best addressed at local government levels. You try telling people in regional Australia that there's a housing crisis.
Well, Steve, when I was a young bloke, we wouldn't even think that federal government had a responsibility to solve our problems.
I agree, Mick. And this week's Australian had a heading, meddling in markets produces unintended consequences. And I agree wholeheartedly.
Yeah, Steve, and I got the Australian the other day and read an interesting article about that by Grace Collier.
Yeah, mate, and among other statements she said, the best thing would be for authorities to back off, reduce taxes and regulation, and let the market work.
Okay, mate, what is the bottom line?
Start your property investment portfolio now, and I emphasise now, before it's too late.
And to do that, all they got to do is Google Steve Taylor, go to the Contact Us page, or if they're not going to do that, 4987-7567, that's your phone number. By the way, that is for an obligation-free consultation, is it not, sir?
That's right, Mick. Well, obligation-free and cost-free.
Double-barreled. Well done. And congratulations on your golf yesterday too, mate.
Thanks, mate.
You got your swing working just fine.
Thanks, Mick.
See you next week.